what did you call a delivery truck that, excuse me, like a flower shop might use?
A pound?
What?
A pound truck.
Okay. What kind of public transportation do they have here?
Bus.
What do you call that part of the car that's across the front, you know, where this, what do you call it?
The dashboard?
Yeah. Thank you. And what do you call that little thing over on the right where you keep maps and flashlights?
Oh, that's the... Isn't that funny? Yeah, that's the thing. I can't say that. Your little thing you put, you know. Isn't that stupid that I can't say that right now? And that's just a common thing.
Mm-hmm.
Glove compartment.
Okay. Okay, if you had a bunch of maps rolled up, you'd probably hold them together with a stretchy thing and...
rubber band.
Okay. And if you just had a few sheets of information, you'd put a little metal thing on.
A paper clip.
Okay. And where in the car do you keep the spare tire?
In the trunk.
Okay. And if you want the car to go faster, you push down on the...
Gas. Okay. On the accelerator.
Okay. If the car doesn't have, automatic transmission, then you have to have
a shift.
Okay. A what?
You shift, the one with the shift gear.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Where is that thing usually?
It's not even on the floor.
Okay, where else could it be?
It could be on the steering wheel.
Okay. If it's on the floor, what do you call it? Do you call it anything special?
That's what I learned to drive on. I should know, but I don't know.
Okay. Have you seen these strips of asphalt that they lay like in apartment complexes that are about this high and they go all the way across the street and they make you slow down? They give you a good jolt if you go over them very fast.
Oh, they have those bumps in the street? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What would you call them?
Oh, what they call those. They do have them though. And especially around with their children, they have them
mm-hmm.
to make you slow down.
Mm-hmm.
I just call them a bump in the road.
Okay. What do you call that thing that the fire department, that red thing the fire department drives to?
Oh, a fire truck.
Okay. And there's a special kind that pumps the water to the other trucks. What do you call it?
Fire engine. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. All I know is the fire wagon. The fire engine, the fire truck, and the fire chief.
Okay, is there a difference between a fire truck and a fire wagon, or are they the same thing?
I don't know. It could be, but I don't know.
What did you say about the fire chief?
Different cars, I said. I need the ones with the fire engine, the fire truck, and the fire chief's car.
Okay. Have you ever seen the kind of car that just has a great big long ladder? The main thing it has is a big ladder.
Big long ladder.
Yeah.
That's a fire truck, too.
Okay. Do you have a different name for the kind of truck that has a big arm, usually bends, you know, great big arm, has a bucket on the end, and has room for a couple of people to stand in this bucket and they can hold the hose, and then the telephone company has
they have that to hoist two people up, rescue
yeah.
people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have another name for that? Mm. Okay. If somebody had a heart attack, what kind of a thing would the fire department send?
An oxygen thing? I don't know what you call it.
Okay, a certain kind of truck or... Okay, what do you call that thing that the police drive around in?
Police? Scout car.
What?
Scout car.
Okay, and if there's a gang fight or something, a lot of times they'll bring this thing down and it's a kind of truck that they can put 8 or 10 people in and take them to jail.
Yeah, it's a paddy wagon.
Yeah. Okay. What do you call the kind of aircraft that is not a fixed wing thing, but it has this little